It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning to you, and thank you for joining us, as always.
Thank you, Ike.
The upgraded port of Durban now ready to handle far larger vessels.
Yes, you know, if the Queen Mary had come in a few months ago, and that is the biggest passenger ship in the world, we wouldn't have been able to fit it into the Durban harbour. But now that this fantastic project that has been going over 3 years has actually been completed, they've widened that harbour entrance by about 60%. I mean, it's gone from 130 metres at the narrowest point to 225 metres, and it's also got a greater depth. The approach depth is now below 19 metres, and the entrance depth below 18 meters, and even the inner port is at 16 meters. So we can take these big ships again. And this has been done a great job ahead of schedule and below budget by the Engineers Group 5, helped by Belgians and also with Japanese finance. So coming together there, it's part of the overall plan of Transnet to make things more efficient, to get their productivity up. They got their target of 8.4% productivity uplift and efficiency uplift, part of their quantum leap. And now we see even the big Queen Mary too fitting through into Durban Harbour.
South Africa's state-owned rail enterprise Transnet all set to spend a whopping 52 billion rands in the next 5 years.
Yeah, their big spenders are around. You know, the state-owned enterprises, Eskom and Transnet, have got big budgets. And over 5 years, in fact, if you look at Transnet's rail pipeline and ports, it's like 93.4 billion rand they're planning to spend over the next 5 years, but just on rail alone. And that is what we sort of envisaged with Transnet, that freight logistics side of it. It's going to be more than 55% of that budget, up to 52 billion rand. And that is going to go on taking the age out of that fleet. There's a lot of aging fleet there, and they're getting new locomotives coming in, more than 300 new locomotives to boost their more than 7,000 rail wagons. That's more than 10% of their fleet. And then on the loco side, up to 15%. So over 5 years, we're going to see a transformed rail freight industry. And this will take a lot of effect on those very busy lines that make a lot of money. The coal line, the iron ore line, which is, might also now become a manganese line, and the general freight line. But we know that the miners sat in the Drakensberg this week saying, look, we've got to do something about our mining industry. We can't lose out. It's no good us digging stuff out of the ground and then it sits there, can't get to the ports, can't get to market. So this is a big part of it, these commodity lines. A lot of money is going to go into that. But as Transnet has said, they can only go to a certain point. 81 million tons is their capacity from this budget on the coal line and on the iron ore line, up to 60 million tons from the 43 million tons, and hoping to get manganese up to 14% and perhaps also down the Saldanha line, and then they would like to involve the private sector as well.
And finally, a new Western Cape wind farm is ready to go ahead.
Yeah, you know, we're hearing about these wind farms. None of them really are producing except for Darlene, which was the private sector one in Darlene in the Cape. And that is a moderately sized one, but it did go ahead with private sector funds helped by the Danes and various European bodies. But now we're seeing private sector companies coming in, getting the funding, and Hope Field in the Western Cape, 100 kilometers northwest of Cape Town, they've got this wind farm plan, which is reached bankable feasibility stage. That means it can be funded. They've got the funders in. They've got everything ready. All they need now is for Eskom to give them that power price agreement. And we know a lot of people are waiting for that power price agreement from Eskom, also in the renewable energy side. But they're quite happy with the tariff that the regulator has given them, 1.25 per kilowatt hour. It's quite a generous thing. You can see people coming in on wind farms. So wind is in the air, not only in South Africa, all over the world. And perhaps in Africa, we're far behind. You know, if you look at Egypt, way ahead of us. But they're ready to come in with this Hope Field project. And of course, they'll join others, like even the coal miner, the black-owned coal miner, Exxaro, ready to do wind farms in the Eastern Cape, Western Cape. This particular one at Hope Field, about 100 megawatts. That seems to be the fashion these days, go for 100 megawatts. Exxaro also looking for 100 megawatts on the Western Cape at Brunsabay. But of course, it's small compared to the big needs of South Africa. So we're still going to have coal. We're obviously going to have to have nuclear, because that is carbon-free electricity, but so is wind power, carbon-free electricity, and that's what people are going for.
Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly, back at the coalface at the same time next Friday.